Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
That wasn't it, Mr. Pat. Pat, we love you.
I was like,
that wasn't it. Good evening.
I don't know what that was.
No, neither do I. That was not.
But I liked it.
No, that wasn't it either.
I like this song too.
No, look at your phone. Look at your text. You get one more shot.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
Just so everybody.
Well,
knows,
okay, fine.
We're listening to
good evening, Northern California. This is Nigel and James.
96.5 FM and 1460 AM, and this
that's
is
right.
Nigel and James Show.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a different song, but...
We had a new intro music.
Yep.
Mm, that's all right. We'll get it.
We'll get it right on the next break.
Yeah. The least of our concerns in this
right.
world today.
So,
now we just need to figure out who the other two were. That's like the B-side.
Yeah. Well, the last one was definitely Led Zeppelin, but...
Yeah.
It's apparently Wednesday, October 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Wednesday, October 19th, yes.
Okay, I don't buy it, but that's fine. And then...
at least in this part of the world.
That's right. And it's already... Is summer back or something? Like, did it come creeping back?
It did, and from what I can see, it's starting to kind of go back out again.
Oh, yes, very good.
Yeah,
it's 99 degrees today. I was like, yep. I actually paid attention. I'm like, wow, it's getting pretty warm. So...
how are you? I barely made it.
I'm good. Yeah, we've both had very busy weeks, yeah. I think. So what's
already.
Going on with you and enjoy? So I think the most important news
mm-hmm.
is that you're going to start selling ice cream.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Because it doesn't matter what's going on in the world. Ice cream always
it's
makes
always
it
good.
A little bit better, right? So, yeah, so we have been working diligently behind the scenes to get our I call it a cafe, and it is in sorts, and will continue to grow out into that. But the first segue into that is going to be ice cream. And we're first starting with scooped ice cream, and then we will also have soft serve ice cream. And then...
So we'll have yet one more place to...
Indulge.
Indulge ice cream.
Yeah.
And you've also started selling albums.
Yes.
Vinyl.
Yeah. Actually, we do. We have an area that people are bringing in their vintage music that are like clearing out their album collections because
mm-hmm.
albums have made a real big comeback. But there are a lot of people that have been listening to them for years and years, even during this whole time of, you know, 8-track cassette CD, now digital, and they've enjoyed their albums for that many years and now are finally saying, okay, I need to pare down. And somebody just came in and brought us about, gosh, I want to say maybe close to 500 records.
Well, it's kind of funny, right? Because I had this conversation not so long ago about vinyl sales in the United States surpassed 19 million for the first 6 months of 2022. Like, vinyl sales are making
that's
a huge.
That's huge.
it's still a very small.
Yeah, but.
Digital.
Yeah.
But I still remember when the first CD came out. That's how old I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that old.
I was going to say. You can remember that. That wasn't that long ago. I remember when 8-tracks were still in cars.
Never had 8-tracks. And
that's probably because they never were in Europe.
Once the CDs took hold, they were saying, yeah, that's going to be the end of vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
And especially once everything went to digital, the end of vinyl, and then boom, here you go.
Well, you know, there's something about it. Like we talk about Enjoy Magazine as well. There's something still always nostalgic or there's still a part. And, you know, that may change considering – well, maybe not. I don't know. Isn't it weird how things of new take over? And change is good. But the things that are old have some type of a life to them, a soul that brings them back quite often.
Well, you know what's funny? You probably have 16-year-olds coming in asking for that new album. And for them, vinyl is the new thing, right?
Uh-huh.
It's the new thing. Vinyl is the
yep,
new thing.
We do. We have lots of people. And we have great, I mean, the collection that we just received has amazing music in it. I mean, we have, I'm trying to think of all the things I've been flipping through them. And we've already sold probably maybe close to $600-$700 in albums already. And we've only had them out for like a week. People are just coming in and they see them, they flip through them and, you know, they're pulling them out, and they're really reasonably priced. The gentleman that's selling his collection is very fair, but there's cool stuff in there. I mean, we've got Simon and Garfunkel, and we've got Pink Floyd, and, I mean, there is a huge spectrum.
So there's a reason I bring that up is because, you know, now that we're embarking on the Shasta County tourism piece, I think one of the things we want to do differently is feature some of the more eclectic stores in and around Shasta County, including record stores and, you know.
There's some great ones.
Right.
I mean, everybody knows Bog Bean, right? But also Meteor Records out in Anderson, which is unbelievable.
Pat strikes me as a person who has an album. Do you have vinyl?
Well, Piano Angels has a ton of vinyl.
Give them to me.
I might take you seriously on that.
I was going to say, you can make some money off them because we'll sell them for you.
You know what we do with them is we, two times a year, we have the big, really big music giveaway,
right? That's right.
And people take all they want. We have also just hundreds and hundreds of CDs in perfect condition. And then at the end, we take an exit, like just a drop a dollar in the hat or $10 or whatever. And man, it's amazing how many people take that vinyl. That's just amazing.
And that's cool, but you guys are also a nonprofit, and you should be making some good money off of those albums.
Great idea.
Because
that's a great idea.
It will help you to, you know, keep the van running and
get
you
my gasoline, which is outrageous.
Get your back massaged after lifting pianos.
True enough there.
Yeah.
Right on. So vinyl's coming, making a comeback.
Yes.
Is going
so
on
we
here?
Actually have, and we just ordered our turntable, so we're going to actually have a turntable in the store. That hopefully from what it looks like we can do is it will Wi-Fi or Bluetooth to our Sonos sound system that we play our music in now. And that will allow you to come in, look at albums, check them out. If you want, you can throw one on the turntable and play it while you're shopping. Or, you know, you come in for ice cream or you come in for our wine bar and you sit down, just relax, throw an album on and listen to it, you know, while you're hanging out. So I'm excited about that.
That's kind of a weird one, right? A vinyl turntable with Bluetooth.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of them are digital now, too. So you basically what you're doing is throwing the vinyl on to play it. So it digitizes it and turns it into an MPEG or an MP4. It's still trying to get them, no matter what.
Yep. okay, so we've launched the Shasta County Tourism Committee.
Yep.
We're getting a lot of
fun.
Pretty good feedback on that.
Yeah.
I think based on where we are and the...
I had a good... It just reminds me, after the show, remind me, I have to talk to you. I had a good conversation today with somebody about it.
Okay, good. And things seem to be going really well. As it pertains to our area in particular, I mean, are you paying attention at all to what's happening in the world and... I think you are a little bit, and we've talked about this, that life as we knew it in 2019 is gone, right? I remember coming to the United States in 1986, and everybody was a patriot, right?
Yeah.
And now it seems to be a dirty word, but it seems to be making a, you know, how do you say this? People
well,
seem
it's solidifying
to be,
those that don't think of it that way, right? The people that still have that in their spirit and heart, to me, what I see is that it's not taking away from it anymore. It's now solidifying their decision. Like, the decision I've made is a good decision, and I'm going to fight for it.
So are you, by any chance, paying attention to what's happening in the rest of the world as far as governmental collapse and takeovers and stuff like that?
To be honest with you, I can't even, I don't even know because there's just too much. One, I don't have TV, so what I get is basically just hand-selected of what I run across, right, through social media. I will say, though, I did watch last night, oh, gosh, what was it? I follow somebody on YouTube. He has a channel, and, you know, when I get to see it or when they allow him to have a post and they don't take it down, it's kind of surprising. I saw one where it was like, hey, he was saying the same thing. Hey, you guys in the U.S., do you realize what's going on in Europe? I mean, there's no media coverage of the fact that Europeans all over Europe are marching by the hundreds of thousands in the streets for liberty and all, you know, all the different buzzwords that they use in their native, you know, tongue. But yeah, it was like England, France, Germany, the Italy. Netherlands, Italy. Yeah, I mean, and yet you don't see a hoot of it on American TV.
No.
I mean, there was a time when, I mean, news was about the world, right? I mean, like, if there were huge marches going on in France, not even that long ago, I mean, when there was the beheading of the person, the teacher or whatever that...
Yes, in France.
In France, mm-hmm. that did the cartoon of Muhammad or whatever it mm-hmm. was. You know, there were huge protests after that person was killed. And, you know, you saw it very easily. But that was years. That was only a few years ago. Now it's totally different. You see nothing.
So I would say for me, one of the best things I've done for about 6-7 years ago is get rid of cable altogether. So I don't watch cable.
Yeah.
I don't watch Fox or CNN or MSNBC or ABC like that.
Neither do we.
So
it drives my wife crazy because she just wants local channels, and I'm like, nope, no TV.
So I don't know what's being reported on the mainstream media, but when we come back, I want to go over some of the crazy things that are happening. And more and more, I have people telling me, hey, so what? You know, they feel like they're leaving, they're in the Matrix, or they're leaving the Matrix, and either spiritually or psychologically, they can feel a change, but they mm-hmm. can't quite verbalize.
Well, what scares me is more and more on. When I watch, because I like sci-fi movies, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of frightening to think in just my lifetime where I've watched movies or TV sci-fi and thought, wow, that is really wild and so cool, right? Even like The Matrix when it first came out. And more, it's almost like it's a prophecy of what was to come or is to come.
Well, especially
kind of
now,
scary.
Right? It's funny that you use the Matrix as an example.
That's scary.
Because the movie The Matrix is turning out to be
true.
Quite profound.
Yeah.
So, okay, anyway, this is the first break, and we'll be right back.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher.
To get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it, the answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Voting is your right and civic duty. It is important to know who is running for office and to know the definition of proposed measures that are set to appear on the ballot. Read up on political issues and figure out where you stand. Get out and talk to people and learn more about who could represent you and your interests. Attend local forums involving political candidates and find out if their interests align with yours. Be informed. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Is this the intro music?
Yeah.
Craig Padilla, master.
I thought it was another commercial. I thought it was a commercial.
This guy lives in Reading, and my first wife used to listen to him all night long.
We had his CDs in our store for a while.
Oh, well, not surprising.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, we're back.
We are.
Nigel and James, good evening, Northern California. I just got a message that Bog Bean is closed. See how we're up We're so with it. So no more vinyl from Bog Bean.
Wow. Bog Beans have been around forever. I was devastated.
Right. So anyway, then we started talking about how things are getting a little strange.
Matrixy.
Have you watched The Matrix recently?
No. I saw the first Matrix movie, and even for me as a kind of sci-fi and stuff, my biggest challenge, there's got to be some kind of pull for me because I have a really hard time watching TV and movies. It's hard for me to commit that amount of time. So I saw the first Matrix. I've never seen another one since.
Okay. So I would say with the first Matrix, the first time I watched it, I was, completely asleep, shall we say. And so, it was always billed as this great action movie, so we just always look for the action parts. And back then as a kid, the language just kind of went over my head. Mm-hmm. But then slowly but surely, all of a sudden you pay attention to the dialogue of the movie, the interactions.
And there's a new one coming out?
There's a whole bunch been out. But the very first one, the very first original Matrix, if you go back and watch it now, and, for me anyway, right now, I just go straight to the dialogue. Like, I skip over the action because the dialogue is so prophetic. Mm. Is that it? getting into that, when people are waking up from this state of, truly, I know this sounds weird, but people are realizing that they've been slaves to a system, right? And is that Mr. Pat sharing his audio with us?
Sorry about that, you guys.
No, that was great. I thought maybe you went to the bathroom or...
No.
We're easy, Pat. You know that. We just go with the flow.
Well, you got the B string. Liam is down in L.A. recording an album.
I know.
That's right. Well, you are the pro, though.
Yeah.
But I've had more and more people talk to me and say, I feel like I'm in the Matrix, or I feel like I'm coming out of the Matrix. So
their pod went offline.
Their pod went offline. you kind of feel like you're that cord is being broken from out of the back of your neck. But what's interesting when you watch The Matrix now is when Neo is handed the red and blue pill, and he takes the red pill. The moment he takes it, it's not an easy journey waking up, right?
It'd be the shock of your life.
but even in the movie, he goes through this. It's an uneasy process. It's not like an immediate light switch, right? So the whole process is very uncomfortable. Is uncomfortable, and it takes a long time. And there's a lot of questioning and all that kind of stuff. So, that's what a lot of people are going through now. It's a very they've taken this
and not built in this and not every mind and soul is capable.
No.
I mean, there are people out there that I know personally, and, they're still my loved ones and friends and those types of people, and that doesn't change anything for me, but there are people that I look at and go, do you ever ask a question?
So, for those who are actually going through it, they're starting to realize that when they pay attention to what's going on in the world, that they're actually... You may have heard this term, that they're actually watching a movie. Like everything that's going on the world stage, like everything.
You hear that a lot. You say this is like watching a movie.
It's like watching a movie. So, I'll use Biden as an example, right? So some people get really, really mad and some people get embarrassed or whatever it is. I think it was last week or the week before, he said, I have two words for you, made in America, three words. So my question was, do you really think that was an accident?
That he said three words instead of two?
Yeah, and just the whole thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that he knows what he's saying.
So that's the question. Do you think he really, truly doesn't know? Or do you think he's putting on a show for those to, a continual show, right?
So you want to know the movie. This is what it reminds me of a little bit, right, the movie. My son, I would have never watched the movie, but I got caught up in it when him and his girlfriend came home, and they've been sitting around watching movies through Apple TV or whatever and renting them. And they rented, what is it called? I don't know. Anyway, his whole entire life, it's like a movie being shot around him.
Truman Show.
Truman, that was it, yeah.
That's the other one.
That was weird. I was watching it going, you should kept asking questions like, Does he know? Is he the only one?
Well, the Truman Show is another perfect example now where people are waking up and they're realizing that they're in some kind of Truman Show.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Where,
that movie freaked me out.
Well, that's another one that I don't know how long ago you watched that, but you should actually
see it. Was like 3 weeks ago.
Right.
And I didn't watch the whole thing. I only watched like 20 minutes of it, right. But I was so freaked out in that 20 minutes, I thought, this is weird.
Well, the whole thing is pretty good. But that's another example from the beginning, when Jim Carrey, he has no clue.
Yeah.
Right? But then from the moment he gets that first hint, right? I don't know if you remember this, but the light drops from the sky.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Cool. So from that moment on until the very end, when he quote unquote escapes the dome, mm-hmm. right? It's not an easy journey. It's actually uncomfortable.
That was
it's
torture,
very, very
actually, watching
right.
him discover it.
Right.
And I felt bad for him.
And so we've been having these roundtable discussions here about with people, everybody's process is different.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been having these great conversations lately about with people who are finally starting to see that they're actually watching a movie,
mm-hmm.
right? Like the whole thing,
mm-hmm.
right? Whether it be Trump and Biden and Ukraine and,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you know, COVID and the masks, blah, 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 blah. The whole thing is a show.
Mm-hmm.
And once you start to separate yourself from it and view it as a show, it's kind of surreal.
Sure.
right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things...
And it doesn't even matter, like you said, where you are on any of the spectrum when it comes to political, right? If you just take a moment to step back, right?
If you just take a moment to step back.
And give it a moment, give it some time, and just process it in a different way, it does. It's very weird.
Even politically, I know this, mm-hmm. this channel is, conservative, Republican, or whatever. But even that whole concept of Democrat versus Republican,
mm-hmm.
once you're able to take a step back and you realize that the whole thing, the whole thing is a show, right?
Uh-huh.
It's like, and I know I'm probably upsetting some people here, but it's not real, right? Even that divide where people start yelling at each other, left versus right,
mm-hmm.
red versus blue, Bloods versus Crips.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the revolutionary days, red versus blue, England against France. It's always been red against blue. And psychologically, you've always been made to pick a side, red versus blue.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing. If you can actually take a step back from the political divide, it's a strange feeling,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, I agree.
That it's not real.
I can feel that for sure in a lot of ways, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that, because I'm a professional conspiracy theorist, right?
Yep.
I mean, don't try this at home. one of the things we've been talking about when helping people take a fresh set of eyes,
mm-hmm.
is to actually take a look at their birth certificate. Have you looked at your birth certificate or your son's
birth
certificate?
Yes, but nothing. It's nothing soaking in, right? I just look at it for the information that's just present, where it's like mother, father, date of birth, that kind of stuff. I mean, I'm not processing it in any depth. It's
right.
just needed to access or get something.
Right. So the whole notion about your birth certificate, right? Now, this is I can't tell you how many conversations I've had of this about this subject, but people starting to realize that we are under what you've probably heard this before, that we are actually under admiralty law. Have you ever heard that?
No.
Have you ever heard that term, that the law that actually applies to you at this particular point in time is admiralty law?
I have not heard that, no.
Stems back.
Sounds cool.
Sounds cool, right? Stems back to the British Empire.
Yeah.
Right.
Which
admiralty.
Makes sense.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So along those lines, just a very simple word game here,
mm-hmm.
but even the word birth certificate,
mm-hmm.
You birth a ship.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You do?
You birth a ship,
uh-huh.
right?
Uh-huh.
Onto the dock.
Yep.
Doc tender, right? Birth certificate.
Uh-huh.
Right? Admiralty law. Huh. It's starting to click, right? A little bit.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird. Another Admiralty Law statement would be the banks of a river. Mm-hmm. The banks hold currency.
Mm-hmm.
Currency,
current,
banks,
river,
currency,
water.
Money.
Uh-huh.
Bank holds currency, water.
Yep.
All nine yards.
I get that word combination.
The whole word combination.
Yeah.
So then you get into the whole word certificate itself. You know what? Let's take a little break.
Okay.
And we'll get right back into this.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
You got it. There you go.
It's just part of the good mix.
Led Zeppelin's rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
See, I like Pat. He's got it down pat.
He's
sorry.
Another play on words.
There you go. So, real quick. Yep. The reason I'm bringing up birth certificates on Sunday morning, I think around 9 o'clock, we're having a group get together, and we're going to go over people have requested to understand more about their birth certificate and and what it actually means. And
when we left, you were going into a second layer of
Admiralty law.
Oh, you were going into a certificate.
Certificate. So yeah. even the birth certificate,
mm-hmm.
birthing a ship, yeah. Right? A certificate is kind of like a receipt. It's a commercial instrument. Mm-hmm. A certificate, by definition, is a commercial instrument.
Okay.
So this is like almost like a receipt.
You had a baby. Here's your receipt.
Well, not only did you have a baby, but so this is a Shasta County birth certificate. Is,
uh-huh.
is it Shasta County?
Is that yours? I didn't look at
that. No, that's not mine. I wasn't born in Shasta County. But I'll give you an example. So right where, first of all, it asks for your mother to be in her maiden name, not her married name. There are some exceptions. But for the most part, they want your mother to be in there in to list her maiden name, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll stay away from the word why they want you to list as maiden name. But here's the good part. 12A parent, the signature for your mother. It says parent is listed. Can you see it? Well, you can see that. It says parent or other. You see that word?
Mm-hmm.
Other. Parent or other.
Sorry. No, I can't see it. Parent or.
Other.
Other. What are you looking at?
Informant.
Oh, informant. There it is, yeah.
Informant.
Informant?
Informant. Is that weird?
Parent or other informant.
Yeah. Now, what's the legal word, or what would be a definition of the word informant?
I don't know the specific, but for me, an informant is somebody that
somebody who gives somebody up to another.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay.
So, here on your birth certificate, your mother is listed as a parent or other informant. She's listed as an informant. So she's actually legally signing over, giving up. giving up.
Well, because we've talked about other things. And so now that actually really does plug right into some of the other things that you've talked about.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because there would need to be some type of verbiage on this document that would allow those other things that you've shared with me before to be able to be taken place.
Yes. Even those little things alone, when you actually point out to a mother, even here in Shasta County, and you just signed as an informant, like what is that? Do you think about that? Now, here, if you give birth to your child at the hospital and you refuse to sign the birth certificate, from what I understand here, they'll send CPS to you.
And take the baby.
cause trouble. The other thing is, right?
Because I was just watching, I'm a big fan of Candace Owens.
Yes.
And she just had a baby.
Yep, she went through all kinds of crazy.
And I've watched some of her episodes where she was saying that she didn't want, the hospital was insisting that her baby had to have blood tests. And she just wanted to know why. She's like, I'm not against you having the blood test, but what is the purpose for it?
Yep.
And it was quite an interesting process that she went through. And I don't even really remember what it was all about, but I just remember how passionate she was, where she was just like, all I want to do is ask the question, and you can give me an answer, right? Because it's a legitimate question. But they were getting really pissy with her.
Yep.
And we're saying that, you know, she could go to jail. And
<That's>
I was
right.
just like, what?
Right. That's right. So this ties right into that. The other thing is, you probably can't read this at the very bottom of the birth certificate. But at the very bottom of your birth certificate here in Shasta County, so it looks like a bond, right? It looks like a stock bond.
Sure.
And at the very bottom, it actually says Pacific Bank Note Company. Pacific Bank Note Company.
Oh, yeah. This is part, again, of something that you shared with me about how, why would it be a bank
why
note?
Why would it be on a bank note?
Yeah.
Why would your birth certificate, birth, ship, docking, commercial instrument, why would it be on a bank note? And why would your mother be an informant signing this over to somebody else? Actually, so this is your mother signing over legal ownership to the state. That's what this is. So.
And that's that whole thing about you being a...
Well, this is a commercial.
No, but I mean that it plays also into the whole thing of you being a
state national, or a citizen, or anything else. But your birth certificate alone, just going over your own birth certificate with maybe just a fresh set of eyes in the atmosphere of what's going on now.
It
right?
requires somebody, some ones like yourself and others, obviously that. Right. I don't know, have a special gift or mind, or you're crazy, or...
I'm definitely crazy, that's fine. I'll take that now.
That's a badge of honor.
But...
Elon's crazy. Tim Cook and all those people, they're all nuts.
I'll take being crazy.
but I like them.
But for me, personally, it's always been in that vein of something's not quite right.
Yeah. Right?
I'm not saying I am Neo, because that was a very painful experience in the Matrix. But just that wandering around and realizing that something's not right, especially in this country, in the United States, I was always kind of perplexed at the aggression between left versus right, red versus blue, and you could just feel people being manipulated, you know, into anger. And so there was always something not quite
I'm already right. Immediately on my phone looking up definitions words, because I'm like,
well, so we're going to go over this Sunday. You know, you can hit us up on Facebook, Nigel and James and you can send us a message, and I'll tell you where it's at if, you, if you're interested. But we have a bunch of people coming who actually kind of just want to know.
Yeah. What's well, the up? Whole thing that you shared with me about your legal status, you know, that's really mind-blowing, too.
Well, it's just one of those things that, you know, we all get so busy, right? We get so busy that we don't take the time to stop and think.
No, but we don't.
We don't.
And, you know, I mean, I say this all the time personally. For me, we're so busy all the time doing things that, you know, nobody even takes a moment to look up at the sky anymore at the night and look at the stars in the universe and just ponder.
Oh, I do.
Well, I know. Then some people do, but most don't. And just ponder the insignificance that we are. You know, that I spent the day ranting and raving over ice cream cones or, you know, stupid stuff. And I'm like,
So I would agree with that, but I would flip it, because once you actually start to wake up to who you really are, right, and you start to go down that rabbit hole, the whole idea is to really realize how important you really are.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
That's the thing.
In our sphere of whatever it is that we are, right?
Every day we do, you know, insignificant stuff. Totally get it, right? We're all guilty of that, and we get on autopilot. But when one of the things about waking up and going through that whole matrix system, and especially when you start digging into your birth certificate and the ramifications of that, is waking up to actually how important you really are in the scheme of things. And this whole show that you're seeing, this whole show that you're seeing right now playing itself out on the world stage, is to either wake you up to how important you really are, because when you think about it, over the last three, four years, you've been made to feel insignificant.
That's right? True.
And so, all of us. So the flip of that is the flip side to that is actually the truth.
Is there anything that you know about that actually somehow null or voids this contract or whatever?
So, you know, there have been people in the past. You know, people say, "Well, are you? Does that mean you're a sovereign citizen?" No, because that's an oxymoron. Mm-hmm. Sovereign and citizen don't go together. And there have been plenty of people who've tried to cancel out their birth certificate, which doesn't work. But the whole idea is to take ownership of the birth certificate, is to reverse that signature. Because your mom signed that without knowing what – she wasn't told.
Sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so technically it becomes fraud.
So then what would you – I mean, not to get into this rabbit hole many deeper, but like what would that look like? I mean, you just have a new birth certificate.
No, you can file
– an amendment?
Ownership. It's like a commercial ownership. This is a commercial instrument. Your birth certificate is is nothing but a commercial instrument. And it even says at the bottom that this is a copy. This isn't even
the real one.
The original copy.
Who has the original? But, aren't most people given an original, or is that?
Yeah,
well
we don't want to. You know, people won't believe where the original goes, so we won't get into that. But they won't believe where the original goes. It's also why they take your blood. But the whole idea is because this is a commercial instrument, right, and has nothing to do with who you are as a living soul. The whole idea as a living soul is to take legal ownership of this, because this commercial instrument, your birth certificate, was signed over to the state.
I bet they're behind the scenes making money off of me.
A lot of money. And the whole idea is to, that's why it's on the banknote.
I'm a ticket.
That's why it's on the banknote.
Oh, right? Oh yeah, the banknote part.
That's why
it's
on the banknote. Right.
No, I knew it. Always follow the money.
Follow the money. Right. And I know it sounds weird, but it's the same thing with all these people coming across the border. People, you know, people think, oh, it's illegal immigrants. They, you know, depending on what side of the political aisle you're on, you know, it's people coming here to vote or be part of unemployment, get benefits, whatever it is. But that's not the case. Each one of them has a birth certificate, right?
And if they're making money off of it,
and
well,
each
there you
birth
go.
Certificate is worth a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
Always follow the money, right? The most valuable commodity in the world is still human beings. So,
right? Oh, that's
right?
True. Yep.
So, let's talk about Bigfoot.
I
mean, I was going to say. So, I'm off to Humboldt tomorrow morning.
I know. you're going to be traveling through Bigfoot country.
Traveling through Bigfoot country.
Mm-hmm.
There was recently another. Actually, let's take our last break. Is Pat ready?
Yes, Pat
is ready. Let's
ready.
Take our last 2-minute break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Doug LaMalfa. If you've shopped for groceries or gassed up your car lately, you know that inflation is getting worse, not better. There is no reason why everything we buy these days needs to cost so much more than it did just 2 years ago. The Biden administration and the Pelosi Congress are wrecking our economy with their massive spending, their regulations, and tax increases. They've wasted our precious water, neglected our forests, and ruined our domestic energy industry, making us more dependent on expensive foreign oil. Their bureaucracy, their regulations, and mandates make everything cost more, crushing small business. I fight in Washington for families' needs, not some political agenda. To keep our water flowing and our crops growing. A federal government actually managing our forests to prevent devastating fires instead of watching them burn. To cut through the nonsense to help our families survive. I'm Doug LaMalfa. I approve this message, and with your support, I'll keep fighting for what's right. Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
We're having kind of a groovy show.
This is by far my favorite show thus far we've ever done when it comes to the music.
Right. Pat, you should be here more often.
Everything you've played has been spot on for me. Those are all my good tunes.
Could be because I'm old.
Well, I am too, so there we go.
Well, we're both similar, right? But we're from that era when bands could actually play, right? You just take it and
actually.
I just always say old music is awesome.
My friend Colin just reminded me that we're getting together on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. For those who want to go down this rabbit hole, it's kind of a fun thing.
And how do they access where? Is it physical or digital?
Well, physical, but instead of, just so we don't get, I think we already have 15 people coming, but hit me up on Nigel and James.
The website. Yep.
On Facebook or whatever, if you want details.
If you want to come find out what you're worth.
Yeah. Well, it's just one small piece. It's one small piece of like a little puzzle that we're all kind of waking up to.
This one would be more along like that you just licked the red pill. You haven't quite swallowed yet.
This is a good one. This is, you know, wait till you get into your Social Security card.
Oh, God.
You know? There's a reason for that.
And the dollar bill. And
all of that kind of stuff, you know? Well, your birth certificate and your Social Security card is always kind of interesting because people are waking up that they are, in fact, a number.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
For real.
Your name doesn't count, but you are a number.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I'm number one.
You're the original. You're the OG. You're the one that used as a mold.
Yep.
Yeah. So speaking of conspiracies, there was
a Bigfoot
sighting experience, whatever, mid-August in Lassen, believe it or not.
Oh.
Right?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
But a couple of people were, you got it? You got it? That doesn't sound like Bigfoot. So the appropriate sound to go along with Bigfoot is people screaming and running out of the running out of the forest, which is what happened in August in Lassen. There was a group or a family that were camping in Lassen, and all of a sudden they realized that they were being watched.
Mm-mm,
right?
Mm-mm.
And
be the creepiest
you get
of
that
creep.
Feeling, like you know you're being watched. And then all of a sudden the sounds filled filled the air and filled the campground, and it wasn't human, and it definitely wasn't a bear or a dog, and they just
see ya.
Hightailed it out of there and
said
goodbye.
Yep.
So but tomorrow I'm going out to Humboldt again.
What are you going to be working on?
Well, we're doing a Taste of Humboldt.
Oh, I know
we're doing
that.
Taste of Humboldt for next year.
And also something with August. Oysters, right?
And so for those who are listening who are aware, you've probably heard of the Oyster Fest in Arcata.
Mm-hmm.
Which
big fan.
Which for the longest time was one of their biggest festivals, the mm-hmm. Oyster Fest. 10,000 people showing up.
Yeah, I mean...
And then, of course,
can't get better oysters than from there.
Right.
They're one of the few places in the world that actually grow and have stock and farm that are allowed to ship their infantile seedlings or whatever mm-hmm. you call them to other parts of the world because they don't have contaminants.
Well, so oysters, I actually had no idea how big of a world or how big of an industry oysters actually
huge
were. And... But to cut a long story short, so one of the reasons why I'm going over there, having some conversations with the Arcata Main Street, because they were planning on not doing Oyster Fest anymore, and so they basically.
Right. And I'm not, obviously I don't know anything, but you would think, that technically should be what an event that they hang their entire hat on.
Right. So we're going over and we're going to revive Oyster Fest.
That's good.
And
inject it with some new fusion.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Because I'm like, wait a second. That's like what you're known for.
That's right.
Among many things. I mean, right. It's a very prolific area for natural resources and incredible foods and all that kind of stuff. So, but that's an iconic portion of what they are, who yep. they are.
So I'm digging into the oyster industry, getting to learning more about it,
mm-hmm.
and realizing that it's a huge opportunity.
Yeah,
and it would be a shame for Oyster Fest to not happen.
Right.
So we're going to revive it. So for those of you who I know, we have a lot of people listening who go over to Humboldt on some regular basis, and I know that Oyster Fest is like a big deal. So. We'll be teaming up with Arcata Chamber, Arcata Main Street, and mm-hmm. I think we have it set for next August 17th. Or
and this kind of information, obviously, they have their own websites over there, but for us as an organization, that kind of information should be popping up, too, on our California Venture District website.
California Venture District, but even the whole Oyster Fest thing that they had over there mm-hmm. was unbranded, so it's kind of like a... Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a ground floor opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be talking about that.
Okay, cool.
And I'll give you the date that we're talking about, which would be Saturday, the 12th of August, 2023.
Okay.
Oyster Fest.
What a perfect time to leave Redding to go do something fun on the coast.
Yeah, it's 55 degrees.
Shucking oysters and, having a good time, beer and... All the different preparations to the barbecue, raw, whatever.
I'm just looking forward to the 55 degrees.
Yeah, me too.
And the overcast.
Yeah.
And the So, what's up with you this next week?
Just getting the ice cream ready. I mean, who'd have thought, you know, it's like, oh, you know, here's a freezer and here's a scoop. But there's a lot that goes into it, you know. Do you want it hand packed? Do you want a scoop? Do you want a bowl? Do you want it on a cone? Do you want it?
So let me ask you a third grade question then. Mm-hmm. So when you start selling ice cream, is that a different, are different rules applying to selling ice cream or not?
Not really. I mean, making ice cream is very difficult to get your permits and things. Serving ice cream falls under basically what we already have and have been doing. We're just spending a lot more time and money getting the kitchen area much more dialed in with, you know, the commercial support that it needs. Three-tier sinks, commercial dishwashers, I mean, all that kind of stuff. I mean, because the product comes sealed. All we're doing is popping it open and putting it in a approved dipper, which is the mm-hmm. case that holds it. So it has to be NF
so certified. Can I reserve one of the things now and have the Sasquatch flavor ice cream? I think that would be interesting. Kind of barky.
Yeah. I don't know what that would be yet, but I haven't seen one on my order sheet, but we could definitely try creating one.
Right?
I think that'd be work with one of the big producers or something. I do know that I've talked to Brandy about producing a Grenada, however you pronounce it, which is it's like an iced, you know, like a, you know, blood orange Merlot Grenada that you could come in and get, something like that. That's kind of fun.
Let's see. Anything going on at Civic?
I don't know. I'm so out of touch. I'm in my own little bubble.
November 5th, if people are visiting. November 5th, Whiskey Myers at the Civic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and here's your favorite, November 18th, Wheel of Fortune.
I know. You know, I don't know. I'm not saying you could
pass for Vanna White, but, you know, you could give it a shot.
If I gave it one good shave of the legs, I might be able to pull it off. No, it sounds crazy, but I'm like, I may go. I don't know. It just, there's a part of me that's like, oh, that would be so much fun.
Right. Wheel of Fortune, mm-hmm. November 18th. And then there's Rodney Carrington's coming, mm-hmm. November 25th.
Okay.
And I think that's it until...
There's Riverfront's got a few plays going on.
Pat would know this.
yeah, I know that I'm playing at Taroko Restaurant Saturday night. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Now it is. So how many times a week do you play?
Well, at that particular venue, it's a different pianist every Saturday. So either Cleveland Bonet, Maxwell Gandy, or myself. And it's been very popular. We have a little baby grand in there, a five-footer. It's a classic piano, you know, bar and restaurant kind of thing.
How cool.
Yeah, very cool. People enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I know we're friends and all, but never invite me to come and play piano.
Okay.
Just give you a heads up.
I've been warned.
I do chopsticks, pretty mean chopsticks.
Nope, it's guitar for me.
Are you a guitarist?
Yep.
I don't play anything anymore. I used to be trumpet.
Yeah, in a previous life, I had my own AC/DC cover band.
Oh, nice.
Back in L.A.
What was it called?
Big Fat Rosie.
Oh.
My favorite AC/DC song was Whole Lotta Rosie. So
yeah.
I had a band called Big Fat Rosie. And I think we
played... That would go over well nowadays.
Right? I think we played a total of 5 shows. It was great. It was very Spinal Tap. And
I love it.
But it was a...
Good times, good times.
It was a very good time. And
like Big Fat Rosie there.
It was fun. It was a great time. And you know, if you never have and you get the opportunity to actually play live, I'm sure Pat will agree, but it's something that you got to do.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, if I could, I would. I mean, there's a little bit of magic in that kind of performance.
Absolutely.
You know, music production is an amazing gift of human beings.
The only thing nowadays, tickets are like $300-$400.
So, I know.
You know. I remember when you could go to a festival and it was $10.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, my friends' kids all go to, you know, those big festivals down in the desert and stuff. I can't even think of what they're called. But, their tickets are like sold out a year in advance, and it's just crazy.
Oh, good times.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. It was a good show.
Interesting
show. Good music.
Yeah, good music.
Yeah.
A little
went by quick.
Yeah, stuff's happening. Enjoy the show.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see you next week.
Bye. Close your eyes.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.